Opening up our trade doors to new opportunities. I'm Keith Weinberg with your WNAX Farm News Update. This Farm News Update is being brought to you by Farmers Union Insurance. For a no-obligation quote, contact the local agent today. With all the talk about trade tariffs, there are some opportunities out there, some positive opportunities. Harold Woolley is the past president of the National Corn Growers Association. He's the current chairman of the board, and he's a farmer producer from Medelia, Minnesota, and he said the recent agreement between the UK and the US is exciting news.
Absolutely, Keith. The trade world is very complicated, but UK is now going to allow a certain level of ethanol into their country with no tariffs on it. So very glad to hear that. That's a step in the right direction. You know, corn growers are always advocating for free trade agreements and that allow our products to move freely around the globe.
And when it comes to free trade, Colin Woodall, Chief Executive Officer of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, said they are pushing hard for free trade agreements as well.
You know, the cattle industry, much like a lot of our other friends in agriculture, we do rely on a lot of international trade to help with our bottom line. But what we have seen over the years is there are countries that have not stepped up and treated us as co-equal trading partners. The United Kingdom, Vietnam, Australia, for example. So we do view the approach the president is taking with his tariffs as an opportunity to get them to the table to talk about some meaningful reform. And we're starting to see the fruits of that when you look at the United Kingdom coming in and agreeing to a framework that for us as cattle producers provides exponentially more access to their market than what we had beforehand.
That's your Farm News Update brought to us by Farmers Union Insurance. I'm Keith Weinberg.